You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced plans to reform abortion law in Aotearoa. Justice Minister Andrew Little has begun the process, asking the Law Commission to look at the law as it currently stands. I spoke with Family Planning Chief Executive Jackie Edmund about current abortion law and where she wants reform to go. I began by asking her about how difficult it is to get an abortion under the current law.
Well, it's not difficult in a sense. I mean, it's difficult more that the process is a bit time-consuming and you have to make your way through different steps. So people can access the services, and services work really hard to make that happen, but it still can take quite a lot of time and you have to see a number of people before you get one.
You have to see two physicians, I believe.
That's right.
Is it common for physicians to refuse requests?
No, not at all. Often it's all very complex situations why they don't do a certification, but it's much more probable that they will approve.
An abortion can be granted on the grounds that pregnancy is a risk to the physical or mental health of the mother.
That's right.
Are these criteria actually met in real life?
Well, I think they are in some regard. If you think about if you're a woman of any age, and you're pregnant with a pregnancy that you do not want to carry on with, there would be nothing worse than being forced to carry a pregnancy that you don't want. So I think it's not hard to prove the impact, but it's a little bit duplicit in the sense that you shouldn't have to prove that you've got these reasons to be able to access an abortion. It should be a conversation with a medical professional or another health professional to discuss this. So it's more about having to prove to access rather than being able to make your own decisions around your own body.
Because abortion is currently treated as a criminal issue. Why is it not treated as a health issue in this country?
Well, I think part of it was we followed, as a good colonial country, we followed the UK in terms of our laws. So our law is very similar to the UK law, to the English law, and when it was done in the 70s, it just hasn't been reviewed since because successive governments have been very concerned about raising the issue. And I think there's a feeling that it's not broken, it's not broke, don't fix it, but actually it's broken. It's official.
I mean, why are governments so afraid of the issue up until now?
I think they feel it's controversial and that it's divisive and that they'll get a lot of harassment about it, and they're worried that if they open that up, it might make it worse. I mean, I think New Zealanders are pretty pragmatic. I mean, we're talking, over 13,000 abortions are happening a year. There's a lot of women in New Zealand who have had an abortion, and a lot of men whose partners have had abortions and, aware of that and understand that there are circumstances that people don't want to continue with a pregnancy. And I think New Zealanders believe and understand that it's actually a reasonable thing that women can choose to look out, make their own decisions. They don't need to be protected and patronised by having to go through a complex system to get an abortion.
Because there are very vocal pro-life groups out there.
Yeah.
But do you feel the population as a whole feels it's time for reform?
Well, I think most people in New Zealand don't know it's still in the Crimes Act, so I think that's one of the areas that it's great to be able to have these sorts of opportunities, because I think most people are surprised by that. I mean, it's weird that, I think it's completely weird that anything to do with abortion goes to the Justice Select Committee. This is a health service we're talking about. The Ministry of Health has very little, if anything, to do with abortion services, which makes no sense at all. And so I think most New Zealanders don't know those things. So it's not just about the fact of it being in the Crimes Act. It makes common sense that a health service should be under a health ministry.
And it being in the Crimes Act, do you think it makes women less likely to seek an abortion if they need one?
Well, I think, honestly, most women don't know it's in the Crimes Act. They just know they have to go through a process. I think women are just very, very relieved. They're so relieved and grateful that they get access to a service, that they just would never complain, and there's so much stigma around abortion. People don't speak out about, because the providers are great, good people who are doing great jobs for women, but they don't want to speak out about really, why did I have to go through this process? Because there's so much stigma attached to having an abortion.
And Labor has said reform is on the cards, finally.
Yay, tap dancing.
What would you like to see out of reform?
Well, we just love to see it being under a health ministry and to ensure that it's, you know, it's as accessible for women and their partners as we can make it. There's no research that supports that taking out of the Crimes Act will mean there'll be more abortions. Women shouldn't have to jump through hoops to get one. There's nothing in other countries where they've decriminalised and made changes. The abortion rate has not gone up. We just want to have a good service that's, you know, responsive as it can for women. And currently the law creates a number of hurdles to go over to make that happen.
And current law requires that abortions be performed in clinics, and this could possibly be a contentious point in any reform. Does this make it harder for women to access abortions?
Yeah, well, because really for nowadays, because the law is so old, it hasn't kept up with modern technology, so it always talks about hospitals, because in 77, of course, no one would have thought there'd be a pill that people could take, pills that people could take to have an early medical abortion. So that's part of the challenge with the current law. So because of that law, people are having to go to a clinic to get their pills and get through the process of the medical abortion, whereas in other countries where they've got a more updated law and there aren't those restrictions, women are able to take those pills at home and be at home to manage that process. So it would be much easier for women, not all women, because, again, this is all about choice. Some women would prefer to be at the clinic, but lots of people would prefer to be at home.
And countries like Canada have very little kind of regulation around abortion. Would you like to see what they have in Canada and New Zealand and just sort of trust women with their own bodies?
Yeah, it's an old-fashioned thing, isn't it? It's amazing we can have women doing anything else in terms of being the Prime Minister, even currently. that we can trust women to run our country, but we can't trust them to decide whether they want to continue with the pregnancy or not. It's similar to Canada, who really has good laws. I mean, the other thing we need to remember, and we're cognizant of that, good laws don't necessarily mean good services. But in fact, in New Zealand, the providers are really working hard within an outdated law. So I just think that if we can improve the law, you know, our service would be really, you know, really very responsive for women if we didn't have these restrictions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.